A single unit of blood can save up to 3 lives. Blood is a national resource that should benefit all South Sudanese. Every South Sudanese is a potential blood donor and a potential blood recipient as well. Blood is a special commodity that can only be obtained from human beings. Its availability depends entirely on the volunteerism of the blood donors.
Mm-hmm.
And then our actual theme is thank you for saving my life. And the slogan is give freely, give often. Blood donation matters.
Mm-hmm. What has WHO aligned to mark Blood Donor Day?
It's got a lot of exciting things. The first and most important aspect is that the blood donors that have donated at the National Blood Transfusion Services will be honored and thanked for their life-saving blood donations. Therefore, all are invited to come and celebrate these silent heroes.
And what kind of support WHO give it to a National Blood Bank in Republic of South Sudan?
The World Health Organization, looking at some of these resolutions, they actually encourage governments, national governments, to develop national blood programs based on voluntary blood donation. And to achieve that, you actually need a national policy that is formulated following a situation analysis, so that the policy is actually addressing the gaps and challenges identified, and it becomes a homegrown solution to the challenges pertaining to blood safety in the country. So the assistance that the World Health Organization is providing to the Minister of Health is to produce the national blood policy, and the policy itself is not very useful without a strategic plan to actually implement that policy. The policy without legislation, without a law to protect it, is also like a toothless dog. So following the policy finalization, there is need to actually have an act of law that enforces some of the legally enforceable requirements of the policy.
Mm-hmm.
There are also guidelines and standards of practice which will be developed on the basis of the National Blood Policy. In this regard, the situation analysis was done to inform the policy formulation process in order to address the challenges identified so that it's a homegrown solution.
And what are some of the main national blood policy objectives?
One of the objectives in the policy framework is to provide guidelines for the provision of adequate and safe blood components through voluntary, non-remunerated blood donation,
mm-hmm.
followed by phasing out of family replacement and eliminating paid donation. Then the second important objective out of the quite a number of them is to ensure universal screening of all donated blood to make sure no transfusion transmissible infection is given to patients through the blood.